I worked for a big company. I let that happen too long. I lost my sense of values and I lost my sense of dignity. I got it back. It's going to cost me my job, but I got it back.
This week is National JC Week. For 44 years, the young men of the Junior Chamber of Commerce have been spearheading projects of community interest. Support the JC activities. It's a step for progress.
Here's the key song, Johnny Nash. Very appropriate this morning. You're 38 degrees. Called I'm Leaving. That's the key song with Johnny Nash right there. 24 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning, WKNR time. And Kenny's temperature, 38 degrees. On the other hand, I got a responsibility to you people for the last hour and a half of the show right here. And so you're going to get up happy.
Jean Marola Chevrolet, where you save a week's pay.
Oh.
Jean Marola Chevrolet, where you save a week's pay.
Jean
Marola Chevrolet, where you save a week's pay. Jean Marola Chevrolet, where you save a week's pay.
Jean Marola Chevrolet.
All right, if you haven't seen the fabulous five new Chevys for 64, the place to see them is a Jean Marola Chevrolet Ford Road. That's a block west of Merriman, and there's even a bit of delivery on some of them. They're tight models over there.
You said that, you thief!
That's better. Tony Lima, John January took the first round lead in the $50,000 Lucky International Tournament with 500 par scores of 66. Warren Spahn signed a 64 contract for baseball. He's going to make $85,000 for throwing a baseball. And that makes him the highest salaried pitcher in baseball history. Let's send this one out to the John Ivory Storage Company at 23 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning. And watch your driving, please, 38 degrees. This is Tony Clark. A woman loving a man. That's Tony Clark, 18 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning. We are reduced to one phone line today because they have frightened all of our executives into a state of non-compos mentis. And we have memos by the galore. We have, only one phone line can be used. Luzon 24481 because the phone company, in its tremendous magnificence, in its great surge of power, has threatened to turn off of our, to take the phones out, see? Because we're jamming the line. This is the big utility talking to the small group of people out there. You will do as we say. The octopus has struck again, eh? Uh-huh. And that's wrong. That is wrong. Then we got enough shook up people around here. What the heck you have to shake them up some more for? We got enough, to think about here. Then they come and do something like this. Luzon 24481, that's the only number you can call if you remember the other one. I can't give it out on the air, and I wouldn't. But I'll be perfectly honest with you. I think it's a crying shame that a utility can do that, you know. It's like some of these banks foreclosing on the veterans.
Deep, deep, deep in the third basement of Buckingham Palace is the throne room of King Genthe, the kindly king of all the
princely deal in Buckingham Palace.
Buckingham and Fort in Lincoln Park.
WKNR. Peter.
Well, now we have, I hope, Frank, you do not think that I flipped my wig there. Mr. Kinsman is looking at me, and he... He has sort of a leprechaun smile on his face there. Well, it probably will be the next news item tomorrow morning. You don't work on weekends, do you? Frank doesn't work on weekends, so I'll say goodbye to you now, see? And the rest of the people I'll say goodbye to at 9 o'clock this morning. I mean, this has come to a head right now. It's enough of a problem. They make you sign things in a radio station. Now, look, I'll tell you something about the job. We sit back here, and you say, fine, the guy goes to work. He's got a shirt and a tie on and a collar and a suit and so forth. They make you sign ridiculous pieces of paper that you won't say this, that you won't say that. This is different. Why? Because people are living in fear today. This isn't the way it should be. Everybody, should be happy. They should be able to. This is not the concept of the country. All right, you go ahead and talk for 5 minutes.
Robert Kennedy in London talking about Malaysia. In Jakarta, Sukarno crushes a promise. This story makes Keener Contact News.
For the Mortacular on Keener 13, WKNR.
Let's go!
I gotta hand it to those guys way back there that dumped all that tea in the Boston Harbor. Remember that? Here come the Marquettes. It's 9:30 before 8 o'clock in the morning.
This is gonna be a day, all right.
That's out of limits, and the Marquettes. And remember, the phone company is also a company that buys advertising, see? To advertise the fact that they got new phones and so forth. They're a monopoly, but they still advertise just to keep everything, it should look all right there. So they have threatened us, and, we have reacted with typical radio fortitude. We got scared. And that is, they got scared. I'm not. I don't care. I don't. Luzon 24481. But I will not disobey an order that has been given. And I won't give out the other number. Now, where are we? 7 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning. The utilities got you if you don't watch out.
Hey, bud, you there. Yeah, come here. You know, smart business is perfect America.
6 minutes before 8 o'clock in the morning, WKNR time temperature, 38 degrees, rain today, lots of rain, and much consternation, a high of about 43 degrees, snow tonight, low of 28, winds east at 6, humidity 98%, bikini temperature 38 degrees, and it's just lovely to have those memos, the first thing nobody tells you about them. That's right, you're just the employee, that's all, you don't count for anything. You know, the old idea, you ought to be glad you're working here.
Don't
finance loan company. The phone number Woodward 5-0043.
I'll play the top five back for you. The votes, I don't know. It really doesn't matter. We had a nice thing there, but who wants to work under those conditions? Anybody be a fool that did that? Who do you love? The Sapphires. 4 minutes past 8 o'clock. Who do you love with a sapphire? 6.5 minutes past 8 o'clock, Keener time.
Hi, I'm Ray Morgan, and I want to tell you something about Doxy.
Really pays to listen to WKNR.
Okay, it's 8 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning, WKNR time. 38 is our temperature. Rain today with a high of about 43. Snow tonight, a low of 28. Winds east at 6, humidity 98%. The Keener temperature, 38 degrees. This song came in number 5 in the voting. Rip Van Winkle. With Marvin Gaye and all kinds of that there stuff there. And you'll be hearing that sometime on the station unless somebody gets a new programming idea, which probably will be next. 27 and a half minutes before 9 o'clock in the morning right here. I mean, they've already, go into a paroxysm of fear. That's a 29-cent word meaning, the phone company said we got to do something about our phone line. So we could only use one line today and, fine. There goes the voting, So, that's like trying to carve a statue when the guy takes away all your chisels and your hammers.
The Back to School movement next month will include more than 3,000 local adults who do not believe education.
What I want to know is who gives the telephone company, Ma Bell, this big utility, this monopoly, the right and the privilege to threaten businesses to take out their phones if one of the lines gets a little bit overloaded. Who gives them that authority? The Interstate Commerce Commission? I wonder.
You're swinging on Keener,
people. Well, I would like to say bon voyage. It's been nice. We were reduced to one phone line. Just perhaps you were wondering what this was all about as you listened in your car radio coming down here. Talking to our chief engineer who has just lit up his finger instead of the pipe. But they should tell people these things. After all, we're supposed to be responsible for something. They should tell us about this a little ahead of time when you walk in here at, 4:30 in the morning and you see, one stinking memo to tell you about this. How do you prepare for that, eh? Sometimes you wonder who the executives are working for around here.
The Sheraton Cadillac Hotel at Washington Boulevard on Michigan Avenue.